Here we are about a month into the interim, the time between regular legislative sessions. Give us an update. What have you been up to the last 3 weeks, Senator?
Well, there's a lot of activity, even though we're not in session in Jefferson City. This is a good time to get caught up with visiting constituents, going out and visiting businesses, schools, farms, and going to meetings outside of the district. This past week was at a meeting in Blue Springs dealing with the Military Child Education Coalition. What can we do to support our military children? And then also went to a higher education meeting in Indianapolis. So there's lots going on when we're not in session in Jeff City.
You also went to a couple of education meetings recently?
Last week there was a meeting in Blue Springs. It was a national meeting that was actually held in Missouri about Military Child Education Coalition. Basically, what can Missouri do to make Missouri a more military-friendly state when it comes to our military dependents? We have some 32,000 military children in the state of Missouri. Johnson County, where I'm from, has the second highest number, primarily because of Whiteman Air Force Base. And so what can we do to make those children have a good education experience when they transfer to Missouri? We want them to be excited about coming to Missouri. And so those are some things we talked about that meeting.
There are a lot of different, normally, education-type meetings I know that you attend regularly, not just here, but I just say throughout the country.
Well, it's so very important to stay in touch and to let people know a lot about what happened in the last legislative session or what didn't happen in the past legislative session, whether that's students, teachers, retired teachers, administrators, constituents. And so I feel that's an important part of my job, and to try to get out in the 21st Senatorial District and visit with those folks.
We are about a month away from the deadline for the governor to either sign, veto, or allow legislation to become law. I think we've heard as much about some of the vetoes as we have about some of the bills. One of those happened, I believe, last week on House Bill 253, which would have affected corporate and personal income taxes.
Well, most of the activity now is in the governor's hand. The bills that were passed in the House and Senate, which is about 162 of them, those have now gone to the governor's office for review, and then he will decide if he's going to sign them, veto them, or not sign them, and then those that he doesn't sign will go into law anyway. A lot of the governor's staff is looking at those bills, should they be signed or not. One in particular that drew a lot of attention last week was House Bill 253, which was the bill dealing with a lowering of corporate income tax, some sales tax, but yet on the other hand, increasing sales tax. I agreed with the governor's veto because I felt that it reduced revenue into the state too fast and too much, and it was a regressive tax. And I agree with him on this, is that it would also remove the exemption on prescription drugs. So currently we're enjoying a $200 million exemption on that. And if it does go into effect, then Missourians of all incomes will now be paying sales tax on prescription drugs. So for that reason, I felt it was the right thing to veto that measure. We can come back next year, and if that's something the legislature wants to do, we can take some changes in that. But at this point, I agree and would sustain the governor's veto.
Are there any other measures that you're anxious to see signed or any kind of action taken between now and July 14th?
There are a couple bills that I'm really following that I hope the governor supports. One is Senate Bill 9, which allows the University of Missouri Extension Councils to create districts across the state, whether that be a single county or multi-county district. This would give a local funding option for extension councils, and I think in outstate Missouri, people really see the importance of extension councils and supporting extension services. And Senate Bill 161, which calls for an actuarial study on the financial impact of having insurance mandates for eating disorders, and that's something that affects a lot of Missourians, and so hopefully both those two bills will be signed. And so we'll wait and see where the governor is on that. I know their staff, they have contacted me on both of those bills to get the pros and cons and why they should sign those bills.